Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, this is Lynn Suzak with His Ability, and thanks for joining us again on His Ability every Sunday at 2 o'clock. Today I have with me Kevin Mitchell, the president of Michigan Adaptive Sports. I'm really excited to talk to you, Kevin. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, dear. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, I've been with you before. I've actually water skied, and being disabled myself, I'm actually considered a quadriplegic technically. That's quite a feat, putting me on a water ski and out there in the boat, and I remember feeling very well. I had a lot of attention. There was a boat next to me. They were ready to jump in at any time. It was very exciting, very dangerous, I felt. I don't know if I'll do it again. But
well, we have a very good team when we water ski or kayak, and that's what we do during the summer. But we have a great safety team. It's always safety first, fun, and learning.
Okay. It's so cool that you guys have adapted so many sports for disabled, handicapped people of all kinds. Tell me a little bit about the type of people that we can get out there and do sports.
Well, during the summer we do water skiing and kayaking primarily, and we can actually adapt any of our equipment for any type of a physical disability, be it an amputation, be it a spinal cord injury, CP, muscular dystrophy, balance problems, closed head injuries from a car accident. We can adapt equipment to make it safe for you to enjoy sports.
That's wonderful. And I just love to promote things that encourage people with disabilities of all kinds to get out there and do things and get back to an active lifestyle. Sometimes when we start off with our injury or our disability, we feel that we just so many things we can't do. And you are out there. This is a nonprofit organization, is that right?
Yes, this is a 501c3 nonprofit. And we do not want anyone with a disability sitting on a couch.
Okay, that's right. And I'm here to promote it. it's MichiganAdaptiveSports.org, right, on the
correct.
Web? Okay, and first of all, I'm just going to throw out your phone number in case people want to take that down so that you can get ready to pass it on to people you know. It's 248-988-0156, and you're in Michigan. And I know right now we're recording, and you're out there in Milford doing what today?
Well, we're out at Camp Dearborn now. The mayor of Dearborn, which started with Mike Guido, who passed away, graciously gives us the use of Camp Dearborn, and we provide families to come out with their children and their adults with any type of physical disability, come and camp. We provide camping. We provide fishing, kayaking, hand cycling, wheelchair tennis, golf, and basketball. And some quad rugby guys are also coming out to do a demonstration this weekend. So we've been setting the camp up for 2 days. We also feed breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and have a dinner dance on Saturday night with a DJ and big bonfires. And it's just a very, very nice way to end up each summer.
Exciting. Well, you're doing a good thing out there. And I know when the people with disabilities, of course, they bring their family, and they can get in there and do things with them. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's always other activities. We have a heated pool open. We have a putt-putt golf course here. We have an 18-hole golf course here. They can bring their own bicycles. They can bring their own kayaks and equipment to use with our equipment. Our equipment can only be used by people that are members of Michigan Adaptive Sports and are with a physical disability, but there's plenty of things for all the family members to do out here.
Right. So wonderful. So they can bring their families and kids, and everybody can
bring all their toys and have fun.
Right. That's promotes such a togetherness, and also a great way to meet other people, and it's kind of therapeutic, I believe. Hey, so I know that you're just ending your summer activities. Is that right?
Yeah, this is always our last activity, which is, we call it Sportstacular, and this is the 8th year we've done it.
Okay.
And the nice thing about this program is that we had the Wounded Warriors participate in our program this summer, And I brought the directors out here, and they really love this campsite, so they want to make it one of their top priorities, so we could have the whole Wounded Warrior Project be involved next year.
Oh, wonderful. Well, what do we have to look forward to this winter? What kind of sports can we do?
Well, we do a huge snow ski program. We ski mostly out at Pine Knob, and then we do one up at Crystal and one up north on another mountain that I can't think of right now. But primarily we ski at Pine Knob, and we have what they call bi-skis, mono-skis, stand-up equipment, three-track equipment. So anyone with a physical disability can also snow ski safely.
It's just shocking, isn't it? It's just amazing what you guys can help us do.
Well, you know, the first time somebody goes snow skiing down that hill, a paraplegic that jumps out of a wheelchair and gets into a mono ski and we safely take them down,
yeah,
they just got a smile from ear to ear.
That's right. They feel like they're living again, like they never thought they could. I know. I don't know if I'm interested in snow skiing. What else do you have?
Well, that's primarily, it's a lot. We do 30 lessons a day, and it takes about anywhere between 45 and 60 volunteers. And we have 9 level 1 PSIA instructors in different disabilities. I'm a level 1 mono ski instructor. Someone might be a bi ski instructor. Someone might be a 3-track instructor. So we have 9 level 1 instructors,
okay,
which is very good for a small, you know, small areas, small snow ski areas.
And their qualifications to help, how are they qualified to help?
What we do is we bring PSIA, which is the Professional Ski Association, into Detroit, and they do teaching techniques, and then they do certification programs.
Okay.
And you get certified in what disability you want to teach.
Okay. Very interesting. So you're ending the summer program and you're going into snow skiing. And,
yes.
And how long does it take to learn that? What if you've never done it before?
Usually I can have you fairly proficiently skiing the first day.
Okay. Interesting. Well, we might have to take that up then.
I think you should come try it, dear.
All right.
I really think you'd enjoy it.
And other than that, during the summer, I know you have golfing and some other things I've been thinking about trying to make a...
Well, now, we only offer golfing at the Sportacular event because we have Mystic Creek, and Mystic Creek helps me out. There is a group called Michigan Adaptive Golf.
Oh, okay.
And they have their own group that primarily just does golf. It's hard for an organization to do more than one or two sports,
okay,
because it just takes so many volunteers and so much to do. So there's a lot of organizations out there.
Oh.
There's a book out called The Coalition, and it shows, and you can get that through Wright and Philippus. Wright and Philippus is a big sponsor of all the organizations, and you can get a book called The Coalition, and it tells you about all the different types of groups that have some kind of sports for people with disabilities, from hunting to fishing to bike riding to anything you can possibly think of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So you'll connect us with those people if we...
Yes, I will connect you with those people.
Whatever you want to do, you call Michigan Adaptive Sports and see where to go, right?
That's true.
Okay, is there indoor sports such as basketball? Do you know how to
get... Yes, there's basketball, there's quad rugby. The guys that are coming down from Flint are the actual quad rugby team here in Michigan. They're in Flint, and they're called, what the heck is the name of their group? Let me see, there's Northern Michigan Adaptive, and there's Athletes Unlimited, and there's also... There's so many different groups. There's also Michigan Sports Unlimited, and they do the quad rugby. They do a little bit of water skiing. They do basketball.
Oh, great. So
I can get you in touch with all them, and probably each one of those groups could give you a really good interview about what they do.
Great. Okay. So you're all networking together.
Networking together so that we don't run into each other's programs and we support each other's programs.
Great. Well, that's a wonderful organization that you've started, and how long have you been doing this, Kevin?
I've been doing it almost 20 years. My brother Dennis lost a leg in a car accident in 1974, and by probably 81, the programs were already established, and I've been doing it since then.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I've always wanted to do have an interview with you so we could get our listeners to know that there's just so much more that they can do, and more than they, you know, than we realize sometimes when we first get injured or have any kind of a disability start to happen, that we want to keep people moving. Like you said, no couch
that's
potatoes.
That's definitely the motto. Don't sit on the couch. No couch potatoes in Michigan.
Right. Okay. Well, Kevin, we're just tickled to have you on the phone with us. Thanks that I know that you were so busy you couldn't come in, so we got you on the phone. And
sorry about that.
No problem. Well,
the time you hit me, dear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This helps get the word out, because that's what it really needs. All the groups need to get the word out there as to the programs they have out there to offer, so that we get good support.
And I see that in your newsletter that you send out too, that you let us know what else, you know, handicapped people might be interested in knowing. You have some advertising going on in that newsletter.
Yes, we try to put as much in our newsletter as we can.
Okay. And what can we, who else would you like to know about that newsletter, or do you have any more people that you want advertising in there?
Well, actually, anybody can advertise in our newsletter. We actually don't even charge for it. So.
Really?
Anybody who wants to advertise as far as groups with disabilities or just any kind of programs that are out there to help people, that's what our magazine is about.
Well, we might have to talk about that here too with our program. Well, thanks for joining me, Kevin. I'm going to, anything else you want to say to the listeners?
Nope. Just don't want no couch potatoes.
All right. I agree with you. Okay. Thanks, Kevin. And I hope your whole weekend goes well and everybody's has fun out there. And I hope you get a whole lot more people joining you.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to put me there, dear.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. We'll be talking. Okay. We'll see you. Oh, well, that was just a wonderful interview with Kevin Mitchell with Michigan Adaptive Sports. And I'm going to tell you again, that's MichiganAdaptiveSports.org. You can find that on the web. And we want to have our people, our listeners, promoting that. Anybody that you know with a disability that used to be able to do things and have an interest in sports or activities, young, old, it doesn't matter. They're going to find a way to get you doing things that you used to do or would like to do even now that you haven't done before. I personally have water skied and found it very exhilarating. And I got on a I think it's a hand cycle. And, you know, if you've got the time, they're out there ready to help you. Again, the number to find them, if you would like to call instead, is 248-988-0156. And it's Michigan Adaptive Sports. They're networking with all kinds of other organizations that get you out there doing things when you're disabled in the families. So keep that in mind. Write that down. And if you'd like to have more information and you didn't write down that number, you can always contact us by going to our website, hisability.com, and you can email us there. Also, if you're looking for home health care, don't forget we're also a Utile Home Care Plus that's sponsoring this program. And next week I'm going to have somebody from our organization, our company, on with me, and I'm excited to introduce her to everybody. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utile at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.